M16 recording length 12 minutes and 26 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 16 star forming nebula M16, Hike 4703, and GC 6611, an emission nebula, with open star cluster. Type E, in Serpens, Cauda, Eagle Nebula M16.jpg, right ascension 18.8, H:M. Declination, 13.47, deg:m, distance 7.0, cli, visual brightness 6.4, mag, apparent dimension 7.0, arc min, cluster M16, and GC 6611, discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau in 1745-6, nebula M16, Hike 4703. Discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, the Eagle Nebula Messier 16, Million 16, is a conspicuous region of active star formation, situated in Serpens Cauda. The star-forming nebula, a giant cloud of interstellar gas and dust, has already created a considerable cluster of young stars. The cluster is also referred to as NGC 6611, the nebula as Hike 4703. The discoverer, Philippe Lois de Chasseau, describes only the cluster when recording his 1745-1746 discovery. Charles Messier, on his independent rediscovery of June 3, 1764, mentions that these stars appeared enmeshed in a faint glow, probably suggestions of the nebula. The Herschels apparently didn't perceive the nebula, so that their catalogs and consequently, the NGC, only described the cluster. The nebula was added in the IKII of 1908 as Hike 4703, with cluster M16 involved, but the NGC 2000.0 erroneously classifies this object as an open cluster. The nebula was probably first photographed by E.E. Barnard in 1895, and by Isaac Roberts in 1897. Isaac Roberts' finding brought this object into the IKII catalog, lying some 7,000 light-years distant in the constellation Serpens, close to the borders to Scutum and Sagittarius, and in the next inner spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy from us, the Sagittarius or Sagittarius Carina arm. A great cloud of interstellar gas and dust has entered a vivid process of star formation. Open star cluster M16 has formed from this great gaseous and dusty cloud, the diffused Eagle Nebula Hike 4703, which is now caused to shine by emission light, excited by the high energy radiation of its massive hot young stars. It is actually still in the process of forming new stars, this formation taking place near the dark elephant trunks, which are well visible in our photograph, as well as in at pictures and other images of M16. A deeper insight in the star formation process could be obtained from the HST images of M16, published in November 1995. Moreover, they were used for an animation simulating the approach to this star-forming region, and we provide some screen-sized images, suitable as backgrounds for your computer screen. This stellar swarm is only about 5.5 million years old, according to the Sky Catalog 2000 and GERTS, with star formation still active in the Eagle Nebula. This results in the presence of very hot young stars of spectral type O6. The cluster was classified as of Trumbuller type II-3M-N, GERTS. The brightest star of M16 is of visual magnitude 8.24. At its distance of 7,000 light-years, its angular diameter of 7 arc minutes corresponds to a linear extension of about 15 light-years. The nebula extends much farther out, to a diameter of over 30, corresponding to a linear size of about 70x55 light-years. Some sources have smaller distances for M16. Kenneth Glenn Jones gives 5,870. GERTS 5,540 light-years. GERTS states that this is one of the intrinsically most luminous open clusters, at an absolute magnitude of 8.21. M16 is found rather easily, either by locating the star Gamma Scuti, a white giant star of magnitude 4.70 and spectral type A2III, e.g. from Altair, Alpha Aquilae, via Delta and Lambda AQL. M16 is about 2.5 deg. 19 Benning Rock, west of this star, or, in particular with a pair of binoculars, locate star cloud M24. and move northward via a pair of stars of 6th and 7th mag, followed by small open cluster M18-1-deg north of M24, the magnificent Omega Nebula M17 another 1-deg N, and finally another 2-deg N, M16, star cluster M16 and the Eagle Nebula are best seen with low powers and telescopes. A 4-inch reveals about 20 stars and an uneven background of fainter stars and nebulosity. 3 nebulous concentrations can be glimpsed under good observing conditions. Under very good conditions, suggestions of dark obscuring matter can be seen to the north of the cluster. The Eagle Nebula is best seen on photographs, but larger apertures and nebula filters, OIII, may help to trace some detail visually. The dark pillars can be seen in large amateur instruments. 12-inch up, Messier 16 observations and descriptions. Cluster M16, NGC 6611, discovered by Philippe Lois de Chezzo in 1745-46, independently rediscovered, and Nebula IK 4703 discovered, by Charles Messier on June 3, 1764. Messier, M16, June 3, 1764 1618 H05 m00s, 271 D15, 03, 13 D51, 44, a cluster of small stars, enmeshed in a faint glow, near the tail of Serpens, at little distance to the parallel of Zeta of this constellation. With an inferior telescope this cluster appears like a nebula. Diom, 8, Membacher for 1771, p. 442, first Messier catalogue, in the same night of June 3 to 4, 1764, I have discovered a cluster of small stars, mixed with a faint light, near the tail of Serpens, at little distance from the parallel of the star Zeta of that constellation. This cluster may have 8 minutes of arc in extension, with a weak refractor. These stars appear in the form of a nebula, but when employing a good instrument one distinguishes these stars, and one remarks in addition a nebulosity which contains 3 of these stars. I have determined the position of the middle of this cluster. Its right ascension was 271 D15, 3, and its declination 13 D51, 44, south, p. 455, 1764.June.3. Ra, 271.153, December, 13.51.44.8, Diom, 08, cluster of small stars mixed with nebulosity, near the tail of Serpens, little distant from the parallel of the star Zeta of that constellation. De Chezzo, number 4, a star cluster between the constellations of Ophiuchus, Sagittarius, and Antinous now Scutum, at which Ra is 271 D3, 10. And southern declination is 13 D47, 20, Bode, Bode 52, star cluster with nebula, Caroline Herschel July 30, 1783, observed M16, M2, M25 and M55, William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 652, 1783, July 30. Large stars with small ones among them. Within a small compass I counted more than 50, and there must be at least 100 without taking in a number of straggling ones, everywhere dispersed in the neighborhood. John Herschel, 1833, H2006, H2006 equals M16, Sweep 34, July 31, 1826, Ra 18 H9 meters 15 S plus slash. NPD 103 D50, 34, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, no description. Smythe, DCXLII 643, M16 DCXLII 16 million Clypea Sabisky now Serpentis, R18 H09 meters 44s, Dec S13 D50.5 mean epoch of the observation. 1835.56 July 1835, a scattered but fine large stellar cluster, on the umbral of Sabisky's shield, in the galaxy, discovered by Messier in 1764, and registered as a mass of small stars in the midst of a faint light. As the stars are disposed in numerous pairs among the evanescent points of more minute components, it forms a very pretty object in a telescope of tolerable capacity. Its mean apparent place was obtained by differentiation with the equatorial asterisk, instrument upon Mu Sagittarii, from which it lies north half east, at 7 deg distance, where it is on the line produced between Theta Ophiuchi and Delta Aquilae, which also reaches Altair, asterisk, though I have written equatorial as a difference between the instrument and its equatorial relations. I have only custom to plead in justification. Thus the rare tract which Ramsden printed in 1774, is intitulated, A Description of a New Universal Equatorial. A copy of it is preserved in the British Museum, in the Opuscula Philosophica, 486, John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4400, GC 4400 equals H2006 equals M16. Ra 18 H 10 meters 57.0s, NPD 103 D 50, 2.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, at least 100 St. L and S3 observations by W. and J. Herschel, cluster, at least 100 large bright, and small faint, stars, Roberts Dreyer, and GC 6611. And GC 6611 equals GC 4400 equals H2006 M16 Ra 18 H 10 meters 57s NPD 103 D 50.0 1860.0 right ascension and north polar distance CL at least 100 St. L and S equals M16 cluster at least 100 large bright and small faint stars. Ike 4703. Roberts, Ra 18 H 11 meters, NPD 103 D 50, 1860.0, Ra 18 H 13 meters, NPD 103 D 49, 1900.0, B, L, CL M16 INV bright, extremely large, cluster M16 involved. And GC2000.0 erroneously classifies Ike 4703 as an open cluster, but that is already M16. Content car as if said's. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 20, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.